Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. There have been more than 100 trials of progressive resistance strength training for older adults. Cheung-Joo Liu and Nancy Latham from the US have reviewed them, and Chung Yu describes their findings.
As we get older, we become weaker. The loss of muscle strength is part of the process of aging. This reduction in muscle strength could affect older adults doing everyday tasks. The purpose of this review is to determine the benefits as well as the risks of using progressive resistance strength training in older adults. Progressive resistance strength training is a type of muscle strength training. During the training, people exercise their muscles against some type of resistance that is progressively increased as they become stronger. The key component of this training is the resistance is adjusted according to the progress. Equipment used for the training includes exercise machines, free weights, and elastic bands. In this review, we look at 121 trials with 6,700 older adults, so this is a large and complex review. We included older adults with various conditions to increase external validity of this review. For example, some trials recruited participants that had never exercised regularly before. Some trials recruited participants with a specific health condition, like osteoarthritis. Some recruited participants that already had a certain degree of physical disability. The exercise frequency usually was 2 to 3 times a week, either in the gym, community center, or at home as a home-based program. Most of the trials provide proper supervision. This is done either by a healthcare professional or an exercise professional. We found that progressive resistance strength training has a small but significant effect on improving physical ability in older adults. Older adults in the exercise group reported improvement in doing complex daily tasks, such as taking care of themselves, preparing a meal, walking around the neighborhood much easier than the control group. Second, we found that the training has small to moderate effects on helping older adults doing simple daily tasks. Older adults in the exercise group were able to climb stairs, get out of the chair, walk much faster than the control group after the training. Last, we found a large effect on improving muscle strength in the exercise group. Regarding adverse events were not well defined and reported in a lot of trials. If reported, mostly they are increasing joint pain and muscle soreness. Serious adverse events were rare, and no serious events were reported to be directly related to the exercise program. Overall, the review provides evidence that progressive resistance strength training is an effective intervention for improving physical functioning in older adults. The training not only helps them become stronger, but also helps them doing daily tasks easier. However, transferring the program into practice should be cautiously, because adverse events were not adequately reported in most trials. Proper supervision is strongly recommended.
Further details on the different types of training that have been tested are contained in the review, which you can read at www.thecochranelibrary.com.